The $600 a week in additional federal unemployment benefits, a payment over 20% of Connecticut's workforce has been relying on, is due to disappear Saturday, July 25th. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin announced Thursday a plan to replace it with a lower payment. The argument from Republicans is that the $600 per week discourages heading back to work. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports.
Britta DeMar was already looking for additional income before the pandemic started. Then her work as a self-employed jewelry maker dried up. She was relieved when she heard self-employed folks like herself could get unemployment benefits, but she was rejected. Over a week later, she got a letter saying,
I was eligible for about $13 in unemployment benefits per week for 26 weeks.
A two-week stint at a temp agency in late 2019 threw off her earnings. But the extra $600 per week benefit came through. Now that's all the income she's got. She's the sole earner for her family. Her husband collects Social Security, and her 17-year-old daughter hopes to go to college in the near future. DeMar says they have one used car for their family and credit card bills to pay.
So it's like I wasn't getting ahead before, and if it weren't for this additional unemployment check, I'm basically breaking even right now. I may be doing a little bit better than I was before, but I'm by no means inspired to stop looking for work.
And as of now, it looks like the benefit will be continued in some form. Senator Richard Blumenthal said recently very few of his colleagues want to cut the additional benefit completely. The debate is on how much that benefit should be.
The $600 represents a commitment to keep people as near as possible to what they were making before.
But some in government are concerned that the $600 payment is making it hard for people to justify taking lower-wage jobs. A University of Chicago study found that 68% of eligible workers nationally took in more money from the benefit than they would have made in wages.
So if you make $12 an hour, that's 2,080 hours in a year. Right, that's your salary.
Steve Schwartz from Express Employment Professionals offered to do the math for me. I met him at a drive-through job fair run by his company. For a person making $12 an hour, he said, their annualized income would be about $25,000. Between regular unemployment benefits and the $600 a week.
So your annualized income with the $600 is $47,000 a year. I don't blame anybody for not working and taking that.
And that's exactly what Schwartz and his wife Christine have seen in their work recruiting for local employers. Their phones have been pretty quiet, Christine says, because of the additional $600 a week. But in the last few weeks,
there's definitely an uptake. People are starting to maybe get anxious and about like, well, I got to figure out what I'm going to do now.
And the idea that there aren't jobs is just not true, says Schwartz. Niche markets are hiring, says Schwartz, like online order fulfillment, food manufacturers, truck drivers, even gun and camping gear manufacturers. The couple say they regularly tell companies that offering a lower wage might not attract employees, in part due to the benefit, and in part because those same workers could find similar jobs with better pay elsewhere. Add to that the uncertainty of childcare and the possibility that schools may not go back in the fall, and the calculation for many workers is close to impossible. The extra unemployment benefit may have an end date, but as Britta DeMar reminds, coronavirus works on a different schedule.
This is not ending. It's continuing, and we don't know when it's going to end.
Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.